Relax. Take a deep breath through your nose and hold it in for a count of 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, through your mouth, exhale completely and slowly. Continue breathing long, deep breaths through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. Tense up all your muscles very tight. Now, counting from 10 to 1, release them slowly. You will find them very relaxed. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, listen to my voice. As you listen to it, with every breath and passing moment, you are feeling increasingly more and more peaceful and relaxed. My voice is peaceful and relaxing. As you listen to it, I will count from 100 down. As I count, your eyes will become more and more relaxed, getting more and more tired with each passing moment. 199, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94, 93, 92, 91, 90. When I reach 80, you will find your eyes becoming more and more tired. 89, 88, 87, 86, 85, 84. You can close your eyes whenever you feel like it. 83, 82, 81, 80. When I reach 70, you will find your eyes becoming even more and more tired. 79, 78, 77, 76, 75, 74, 73, 72, 71, 70. When I reach 60, you will find your eyes becoming so tired and heavy that you can barely keep them open. 69, 68, 67, 66, 65, 64, 63, 62, 61, 60. When I reach 50, you will find that your eyelids are so heavy that they are locked together, and the harder you try, the stronger they are locked. 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50. Your eyes are so tired, yet they get even heavier and sleepier. 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 40. Your eyes are so tired and heavy, but they are still getting more tired and heavy. 39, 38, 37, 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31, 30. Your eyelids are increasingly heavy and tired, but with every breath they double in weight and tiredness. 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20. Your eyelids feel as heavy as a car, but the heavier they are, the more relaxed it makes you. 1918, 1716, 1514, 1312, 1110. You feel incredibly tired and relaxed with each breath, making you twice as relaxed and tired. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are completely relaxed and asleep. As you sit here with your eyes comfortably closed, you find yourself relaxing more and more with each moment and breath. The relaxation feels pleasant and blissful, so you happily give way to this wonderful feeling. Imagine yourself on a cloud, resting peacefully, with a slight breeze caressing your body. A tingling sensation begins to work its way within and without your toes. It slowly moves up your feet, making them warm, heavy, and relaxed. The cloud is soft and supports your body with its soft texture. The scene is peaceful and absorbing. The peacefulness absorbs you completely. The tingling gently and slowly moves up your legs, relaxing them, making them warm and heavy. The relaxation feels very good. It feels so good to relax and let go. As the tingling continues its journey up into your solar plexus, you feel your inner stomach become very relaxed. Now, it moves slowly into your chest, making your breathing relaxed as well. The feeling begins to move up your arms to your shoulders, making your arms heavy and relaxed as well. You are aware of the total relaxation you are now experiencing, and you give way to it. It is good and peaceful. The tingling now moves into your face and head, relaxing your jaws, neck, and facial muscles, making your cares and worries float away. Away into the blue sky, as you rest blissfully on the cloud, always concentrating upon my voice, ignoring all other sounds. Even no other sounds exists, they aid you in your relaxation. You now find yourself in a hallway. The hallway is peaceful and nice. As I count from 10 to 1, you will imagine yourself walking further and further down the hall. When I reach 1, you will find yourself where you want to be, in another, higher state of conscious and mind. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Every day, in every way, you will find yourself becoming better and better. You are going to leave your body now. Leave it and go somewhere else. It's all imaginary. It's all safe. Let your body become paralyzed in relaxation, as it does when you dream every night. Let it sleep and relax and let your mind go free. Imagine now that it's a sunny, nice day with only a few clouds in the sky. It's warm, but not too warm, and it's not too cold. Feel the sensations of the temperature and the gentle breeze push against your skin. It is a gentle breeze which only serves to keep you cool when it is too warm and to relax you more. Now imagine your body naked. Go into this body, this imaginary body, in this imaginary world. It's just like your real body. You can touch yourself and feel the touch against your skin. Everything feels real. Imagine perfect green grass below your feet, in between your toes. It's not muddy and it's not hard, it's just right. You can feel each blade of grass gently brushing against your skin. When there is a breeze, the grass will move accordingly, and so will your hair and anything else normally affected by a gentle breeze. There's a few trees around, not too many. They have green leaves and are sturdy. The leaves blow in the wind whenever there is a gentle breeze. You can see a fence in front of you, a white fence with a single wire across it. You do not want to touch this fence, for you know it is an electric fence and touching it will shock and hurt you. You do not even want to go near the fence. It's quite low down. You could probably hop over it, but you do not want to risk it. It seems to be there to stop farm animals from passing. You are safe on the side you are on now, so it's best not to go near the fence. You can begin to feel a weight in your shoulders. Your legs and knees seem to weaken. You have trouble standing up. You don't panic. You simply let yourself drop onto all fours on your hands and knees. It feels right like this. You will continue like this. Suddenly you realize the fence is all around you, giving you little space but still enough space. You can't get out, except through an electric fence, but you do not want to touch it, for you know you will be hurt. You think you can just hop over the fence. You crawl up to it and try to lift yourself into standing, but you can't. You feel too heavy. You can only manage to get one hand up at a time. And the fence is too high, for you get over on all fours, and it's too low for you to be able to go under it. You feel scared yet safe. It seems like half an hour passes, when it was only 5 minutes, but the fence opens and in walks an extremely sexy and beautiful person. Imagine their face, their eyes, their mouth, their nose, their eyebrows, their hair color, their body, their chest, their ass, their legs, their feet, their toes, their clothing, if any accessories like jewelry or glasses. Imagine everything about them, their smell, their appearance, their voice, their movement, everything. See them before you as real as can be. Everything about them is perfect and looks, feels and smells real. They arouse you greatly, yet your penis reminds flaccid and all you can do is look at them. Look in awe. They hold out an open collar and place it around your neck. It has a little steel ring to put a chain or a leash on, and the person gets out a leash and clicks it onto the collar. The collar feels unremovable. You can even get your hand up far enough to reach it. But you are in concern because of the person who put the collar on you. They are incredibly beautiful and they pull on the chain a little bit to get you to follow, and you do. The person leads you out of your small fenced area into a grassy area with some steel rings in the ground. The person pulls you towards the rings and fastens some steel cuffs around your ankles and wrists, which also have a little steel ring on them. The person gets out four padlocks and fastens each wrist and ankle to the rings in the grounds. You are unable to move and you are panicking a bit, but the beauty of this person calms you. They then take a jar of cream from a nearby normal fence and unscrew the top, and everything about this drives you wild with arousal, and yet you remain impotent and flaccid. They rub it gently and seductively around your right ear, massaging the very end of it, and they apply pressure to the top right corner of your right ear, and you feel a sharp pain go through that very spot. They let go and you can feel something dangling from your ear. You can see out of the corner of your eye that they put a tack on your ear, the same they put on cows at farms. You wonder what will happen next, while the very sight of this person turns you on, and yet, for some reason, you do not gain the slightest of erection. They slowly walk behind you and you can hear a crackling, like a fire. You can smell smoke. You look under yourself to try and see what the person is doing, when you notice that your testicles have grown huge. Each is the size of a basketball, and with this realization your testicles ache and you crave to release all the cum in them, and at that thought you feel an incredibly painful burn on your right ass cheek. The person branded you with a red hot iron. You can feel a point on your ass which feels like a circle. It must be the farm symbol. It hurts incredibly bad and the burning sensation lingers along with your incredible ache in your testicles. You crave to release and you have the burden of this burning pain. Thankfully, the burning pain seems to fade slowly, but your ache grows stronger. This person grabs a big jug and places it under your penis. They slowly move their hand closer to your penis, and every moment feels like an eternity, with the ache constantly growing strong and your arousal growing rapidly. You already feel like you are about to orgasm and they haven't even touched you yet. You feel their warm, soft hand wrap around your penis, which still remains limp no matter how horny you are. The person tugs on your penis like the wood milking a cow, and you instantly orgasm and spurt out a straight line of cum, but it doesn't stop. The ache stops growing and is very slowly reducing, while you orgasm like you have never orgasmed before and constantly shooting cum into the jug, filling it up. It keeps going and going for what feels like hours, as they tug and tug on your limp penis. You have a straight line of powerful, intense cum shooting out into the jug. You can hear it hitting the jug and it filling up until finally it is full. But your ache isn't gone, and now the person stops and takes the jug away into a house in the distance, and your ache rapidly starts growing again and you crave to come again. You'd give anything to come like you just did right now. After 20 minutes the person returns, somehow looking more beautiful and sexy. Your ache starts to grow even faster and you are craving for their hands. The person comes and unlocks all the padlocks, except the leash, and leads you into a barn close by. You walk on your hands and knees behind this wonderful person, your testicles still huge and the ache still strong. They slowly open the door with a creak, and inside shocks you with disbelief, and you see hundreds of boys and men being hooked up to milking machines with mechanical dildos pulsating in their asses and milking suction devices on their penis. You can hear their screams. Screams of joy or pain you don't know yet. The person slowly walks in, pulling on the collar. You hesitate and the person looks at you angry, which scares you more, so you obey and walk behind them. The person walks to an empty cubicle besides lots of other person been mechanically milked, and the screams horrify you further. The person forces you into this wooden cubicle and attaches the steel milking device to your limp cock and presses a button underneath, which turns on a slight suction, making it stick to the base of your penis and impossible to remove, but you feel nothing else. The person then places the steel dildo deep within your ass, and once it's in there, they press a button which makes it stick out the bottom of it, while it's in your anus, making it impossible to remove. The person then leaves the cubicle, locks the fence, presses a button and shuts the barn door. You feel the dildo in your ass powering up. It gently shocks you and pulsates deeper and shallower rapidly and shooting fake cum into you, which someone makes your testicles grow even faster and the ache to grow. When you can feel the device on your cock power up and it begins sucking on your flaccid penis with great force. It hurts, but it feels so good, better than when the person milked you. you orgasm and shoot more cum and more cum constantly. So much cum so fast it hurts the tip of your urethra. It becomes constantly more powerful and you scream out in a mixture of agony and delight, as you come more and more, and there is no stopping it. Ever. It just keeps getting more intense, more painful but also more pleasurable, and this is the best and longest orgasm you ever had, and it will keep on going for 3 hours in real life. Except to you, each hour feels like a day. And when those 3 hours are up, you will find your acorn and your testicles finally normal size again, and that you are completely exhausted, no cum left whatsoever, and you will drift back out of this imaginary world, which felt as real waking life, and back into your real body, and you will remember everything that happened, as though it really happened to you. It did happen. You can remember every smell, every taste, every touch, every sight, every sound, as real, although you know it was just a pretend land where there were no real people besides. You think of it as a real event. When you get back to your real body, you will feel exhausted and out of cum, messy, dirty, sweaty, cold, sticky and aching. You can still feel the aftermath of the world, your penis aching like it's about to be ripped off. Your testicles aching from being so stretched and huge, your ass sore from the dildo, your ear and ass cheek still hurting. Wait, what about the tag and the brand? You look to find the closest mirror you can to look at yourself. You can see the tag there in plain sight. You can touch and feel it, but only you can see and touch it. It's there, as if it were a real object, and to you, it is, except this cannot be removed, ever. It is a constant reminder of being on the farm, and it makes you desire to be milked again, whether it's from going to the farm or the milking trigger from another file. You look at your ass and sure enough, the branded logo is there. You can feel the roughness of your skin. Where is it branded? It seems real, feels real, and looks real. To you it is real, and it will never go away, just like the tag. The logo says, milk farm within a thickly outlined circle. As I count from 1 to 5, you will find yourself becoming more and more awake, more and more lively. When you wake up, you will find yourself completely alive, awake and refreshed, mentally and physically, remembering the pleasant sensation that hypnosis brings. Waking up feeling like a newborn baby, reborn with life and vigor, feeling excellent. Remembering that next time you enter hypnosis, it will become an ever-increasing deeper and deeper state than before. 1. You feel energy course throughout your limbs. 2. You begin to breathe deeply, stirring. 3. Beginning to move more and more your eyes open, bringing you up to full conscious. 4. You are up, and awakening more and more. 5. You are awake and feeling great.